Shalom Aleichem Tzmidus friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marnim Rashi Yichyu, Lenishmas Mar says to Master Shmuel, Moshe Ben Peshtin Raisor, Moshe Mordechai, Baruch HaVetzlacha B'chom HaSayideyem. We'll be learning the Sugi of Sukkah Shikvor L'mala Mez from Amma. Alpi Tarasso Shalmar Rashi Yeshiva, Rabbi El Pabarsky Shlita. It says in the Mishnah that if a Sukkah is higher than 20 Amis, the Sukkah is Psula. Gemara asks where we know this from. Rabbi brings a pasuk, the man yedu dorasechem keep a sukkah so shafti. You have to know, and if it's higher than 20 amos, you don't know that you're sitting in the sukkah if it's below it, because your eye doesn't see it. But if it's lower than 20 amos, then you know you're sitting in the sukkah. Rabbi Zeira says that above 20 amos, you don't know that you're not sitting in the shade of the sukkah. You're not sitting in the shade of the sukkah. You're sitting in the shade of the walls. But if it's beneath the esrim amma, then you're sitting in the shade of the sukkah of the schach. Rava says, from the pasuk of v'sukkah teishu shivas yamim, the Torah says, all 7 days go out of your set dwelling, your diras keva, and sit in a temporary dwelling in a diras arai. So above 20 amis, nobody makes a temporary dwelling. Above 20 amis, people are making set dwellings. So therefore, it has to be less than 20 amis, making it a temporary dwelling. Or at least the size of a temporary dwelling. It's written in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi that the Iker Din Sukkah, there's only a din in the Defanos in the Schach, and that's Gufas Sukkah. But there's no din Karka in the Sukkah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Chaim. The Karka is not part of the Chevtza of the Sukkah. In Sukkah Daf Tesamar Aleph, it says that Rabbi Kiva says, how do you know that Atzei Sukkah are Asurim Bahanah Kol Shiva? Now that I get Hanah from the Atzei HaSukkah, because it says Chag HaSukkahs, said Chatzel Chashivas Yomu Keshem Shechol Shem Shemayim Al HaGiga Kachol Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. Just like Shem Shemayim is Chal on the HaGiga, Chag HaSukkahs on the HaGiga, so too Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah Sukkahs. So therefore there's Kedusha to the Atzei HaSukkah. And we learn Sukkah from Chagiga with regard to the Isser Hanah, like by a carbon. As Machlokas Rishonim Das HaRambam, is that even the Atzei HaTfanos are Asurim BaHanah, Das HaRosh, that there's only an Isser in the Schach, which is the Iker Guf HaSukkah. Rashi writes, as we discussed at length in previous Shiurim, that Al Shem HaSchach Nikra Sukkah. So Rabbeinu Chaim says that it would appear, B'Pshuto, that everybody holds that the Karka is not Asur Behana, and that's because the karka itself is not miguf hasukkah. Gemara and Davov on the base, we learn from the pasuk of besukos, besukos, with a vav, without a vav. The pashule arba vim schacha sarich kra. Harei kan gimel defanos v'schach. The Gemara there brings a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Rabbanan say that two are ka'alacha, two proper walls, and a third one even a tefach long. Reb Shimon says three ka'alacha and the fourth a tefach. And their argument is that the Rabbanan hold yesh em la mesores, the rabbis hold that the written form of a word has primacy, and Reb Shimon holds that Yeshem LaMikra, the pronounced form, has primacy. So the rabbis hold that Yeshem LaMesores, Basukos, 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 it says Basukos without a vav, Basukos without a vav, and Basukos with a vav. So here we have four allusions to Sukkah, because two without a vav is one and two, and then Basukos with a vav is plural. That's four. And Dal Chad Legufe, one is for this. One is for the introduction of the mitzvah sukkah itself, and then you're left with three, indicating three walls: two Keil Chasan and Shlishi Safilu Tefach. That's what the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim does. It makes the third one even into a tefach. And Reb Shimon argues, al kopanim, you see here that the sukkah is the schach and the defanos, but it doesn't say anything about the karka. One for the guf hasukkah, which you can say means the schach, and then the other three is for the defanos, but there's nothing left for karka. So the sukkah is the defanos and the schach, the walls and the schach, and there's no karka. But l'chor yesh la'ayin, because if that's true, why is a sukkah which is higher than 20 amas psula? A person can get up on a table and sit on the table, and then the Torah's sukkah will start from where he's sitting, and it's not above 20 amas anymore. Umali mashiyesh tachtov gam defanos. So what do we care that beneath his height there are also walls? That shouldn't bother us at all, because we can start hechsher sukkah min ha'emsa below akarka, and then the sukkah is going to be less than 20 amas. Bishlema l'chova, who holds that l'malam michof amas, it's not roi l'diras arai, and it's considered keva. So we can say that in such a case that the defanos have no amida el al akarka. Where are the defanos going to stand? The defanos are on the karka, and this sukkah is higher than 20, so it's no good. It's not roi l'diras arai, it has to be diras keva. So we understand why according to Rav it's going to be possible, but according to Rab and Reb Zeira, that the psul is mishum tsel, or delo shelta ba'ena, that the psul is because you need to be sitting in the shade of the sukkah, or because you have to be able to see it. So sit on a table. What's the problem? It's less than 20 amas. Or let's say in our day and age, let's say you make a spaceship, they go out into space and they build a sukkah in space. It just has no ground. They're all just floating. The sukkah's floating and they're floating, but there's no ground. So that can they be mekayim mitzvah sukkah? What do you need the ground for? But again, the Mishnah says that sukkah shigvol l'malam e'aser mamas psula. So it seems that the ground is important. So it would appear that that even though the karka is not miguf ha'sukkah, ve'ikir shein bayis v'toiras dira v'sukkah, the primary name of being a home and a dwelling place and a sukkah relates to the defanos and the schach alone, nevertheless there's also a halacha in sukkah that it's only kosher when it is sitting on the ground. Shekachi gam derech binyan batim, that you don't build homes that are floating in the air, you build homes in the ground, and therefore hechsher sukkah is only when it's oimedes al karka, when it's standing on the ground. And it emerges that even though the karka is not miguf ha-sukkah, the ikir shem bayis v'toyas dira, and sukkah is only on the defanos and the schach, nevertheless, a tnai, a precondition for the making of the sukkah is that it should also have a ground. And therefore, we understand that as far as the din isur hanah is concerned, only the guf ha-sukkah is going to be aser behanoe, and on the guf ha-sukkah shem shemayim ischal, and that's l'das ha-rambam, the defanos in the schach, and according to the rosh, just the schach. But the karka is not mi guf ha-sukkah. And there's no iser hanoe on the karka. But in the din of sukkah, shigvol l'malam me'aser mama, there's nothing to talk about that you can start the sukkah in the middle. Because then this sukkah is not the omer des ala karka. If he's sitting on a table, this sukkah is not on the ground. It needs a ground. Obviously, this table has no walls. The walls are far away. We have the case of itztaba. But this isn't the case of itztaba. We're talking about a sukkah. Let it be a sukkah floating in the air. You don't need the ground. You don't need the ground. So what's the answer? The answer is that you do need the ground, because the ground is a tanai in the sukkah. And therefore you can't start the sukkah from the middle. You have to start it from the ground. And And Taras Hechsher Sukkah is going to start where the Defanos are sitting on the ground, which is below, obviously. And therefore, the Sukkah is Gavoah Me'eser Ma'amah Psula. In the Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Sukkah, in Alecha Aleph, it says, HaMishal Shal Defanos Me'lamalon Lematon Im Gavoah Min Ha'oretz Gimel Tfachim Psula. If one rolls down the walls from above to below, if they are higher than the earth, three tefachim, it's pasul. V'amar Rebba Bar Memel, kisheino yoshev va'oichel betzilon shel defanos. When he is not, right? If it's higher than the earth, three tefachim, it's pasul. And Rebba explains that when he's not sitting and eating in the shade of the walls. But if he's sitting and eating in the shade of the walls, it's kosher. Am Rav Yusa less hadad or Rav Bar Memel. Rav Yusa doesn't agree with Rav Bar Memel. And l'chora we see there's a machlokas where the Rav Bar Memel holds that the karka is not included in the sukkah and the hechsher sukkah. And therefore, if he's sitting a little bit elevated, if he's sitting higher, if he's sitting on the level of the defanos, then it's beseder gamor. Even though they don't reach the ground. Even though they're not within three tefachim of the ground, everything is fine. The hechsher sukkah starts from where it is, and it has mechitzas asara. And on this, it says that Rav Yusa doesn't agree with this. Les hada, the Pnei Moshe explains that lav milsi v'lo samchin en ala, and that's because you can't have a sukkah in the air. The Tchilas HaSukkah has to be from the ground, according to Rabbi Yose, who argues with Rabbi Bar Memel, and therefore, if the Defanos are more than three higher than the ground, it's pasul. So that's apparently, like we were saying, that you can't have a Sukkah that doesn't start from the ground. Now, and Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, we see in the din of Sukkah Gzula, if the person was Goizel Karka Chavero and he builds a Sukkah, Leman Da'amar Karka Nigzeles, Harehi Psula Midin Gzula. According to the Man Da'amar, that Karka is stolen, you're able to steal Karka. So when you stole karka, when a person steals karka from his friend and he builds a sukkah, the sukkah is psula, midin sukkah gzula. Now, according to Reb Chaim, what's the problem? Karka is not part of the sukkah, and therefore it's not aser bahana. And why is there a psula of sukkah gzula? But based on what we said, we can explain that nevertheless, since the hechsher sukkah is only together with the karka, so it emerges that the karka is still a tznai l'chol toras ha-sukkah. It's a precondition for a proper sukkah, and it's needed for hechsher sukkah that it should be standing on the ground. And otherwise it's pasul, and therefore for the din of sukkah gzula, if the karka is stolen, and the karka, like we said, is necessary for the sukkah, so if we say that karka nigzeles, it is going to be pasul. So that is part one, stage one of our journey, and we still have a lot more to say, so I ask that my sweet friends please stay tuned, and hopefully Mirtz Hashem we shall continue B'li Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.